Good evening, Chairman Probert, members of the board. My name is Alan Clements. It's C-L-E-M-E-N-C-E. I'm formerly a resident of Searsport. I haven't lived here for 10 years, but I live in Charleston, which is 50 miles due north of here. I was thinking on my way coming here to the school. The last time I was here, the school was under construction, and I was a substitute teacher here for several instances. I think I was being educated more than doing the education, but this is a place of education here at the school. I came down here tonight to urge you to deny the application, the DCP application, for this facility. My background is I'm not a degreed engineer. I own a small machine shop. I do a lot of mechanical engineering, computer programming, and machining. I have a sort of an engineering technical perspective on many things, including this project. But one of the things I wanted to say was that I like propane. I'm a propane customer. You have propane appliances. I heat an outbuilding with propane. And one of the reasons I like propane is because I know the engineering behind it. I know it's, you know, how to store it, use it, keep it safe, etc. In comparison, for example, natural gas, the idea of piping natural gas into my home just scares the daylights out of me sometimes when it's all this system out of my control. But I like propane. I trust it, the way it's used and delivered, and the technology behind it. But that trust comes from a place of knowing historically how it's been handled, the engineered systems behind its handling, the specifications that they've used, the scale that they use in the engineering of these systems. And as DCP tries to convince you folks, the board, the planning board, how safe they are and how responsible they are, they're citing a history, an industry, a propane industry history that does not include 22 million gallon tanks. It includes much smaller tanks, bulk storage tanks. And so when we're talking about this facility, we're talking about a tank simply of a dimension that has no history of any real meaning. It does. There are 22 million or 23 million gallon tanks in existence, but there's not a long history behind the performance of those tanks. Or is there a history of what happens when a catastrophic event and a failure of one of those tanks? For many smaller tanks, that's not the case. There is history, and depending on the failure, it's been bad, but in some cases we could say sort of quote unquote manageable. In the case of this tank, we just don't have the history, and so I'm not going to suggest, I'm not going to try to convince anyone that the propane industry should not be building 23 million gallon bulk storage tanks, but I am going to strongly suggest that placing one within the town limits of Searsport, or actually anywhere in Penobscot Bay, is really a bad idea, and it's really an inappropriate location for such a tank. So I know there's other people that I could say a lot more about that, but I want to just leave you with one thought, and that is that if the industry standard has moved to these larger tanks, to 15, 18, 20, 25, 23 million gallon storage tanks, sooner or later there will be an accident somewhere in the world. And if Searsport is home to one of those tanks, a big tank like that, and the history, the consequences of a catastrophic failure become apparent, even I think it's likely that a tank won't fail in Searsport. Statistically, it probably won't. But what will happen to Searsport, your property values, your town image, your peace of mind, et cetera, what will happen when the consequences of a failure do become common knowledge? There's many things. So this tank is too big for this town. Thank you.
Thank you very much.